So is this kind of a direct pushback against groups like the National Restaurant Association, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who say that if you increase the minimum wage, it's going to cost jobs? Because you mentioned in your address that you did the analysis and it's not looking like that's going to happen. What, is this sending a message to those groups?
I hope it does send a message, because I'm not really sure who they're lobbying for. I've never felt like they're lobbying for us, and I think that they, the economics of this don't lie. So it's frustrating, but we didn't really consider their opinion. We would just hope that they would, get on board and really look at the numbers, because they, I've got them in my hand here. I've got stacks of paper of analysis that show, in fact, that we can pay for this. And it's just a shame that they have dug in their heels on this.
So just as to be specific here, starting April 1st, everybody who works for you, whether it be, you know, a busboy, a server, a waiter, are they all going to make $10.10 an hour at least? Or how is that going to work? Because especially when you're talking about waiters and tips, that also comes into play. So how is this going to work?
Sure. So all of our non-tipped employees will get at a minimum $10.10. Kathy and our team here did very thorough analysis and understood that our tipped employees, by and large, are making significantly more than that. So we didn't feel that we needed to do that on their hand. Some of them are making well over $20 an hour. So this is for the non-tipped employees, first and foremost, who are at the bottom end of our pay scale and who needed it the most.
And that's going to take effect at all. You own six Pie restaurants and Gringo Mexican restaurant, correct?
Correct. Six Pie and one Gringo.
So how do you think this will help some of those people, and what type of workers would be affected by this?
Well, it is the bottom 10 to 20% of workers in our restaurants and in any restaurant. None of our workers were making the minimum wage. They were all making above that, but this it puts in place a floor, which will be the difference between, you know, a tank of gas or getting a car repaired and that ability to get to work or not be terminated for not showing to work. It's really just those the moment. It'll help in the moments where people have an unexpected expense and they can take care of it now. And it'll help, you know, have a few more people get to the point where they're not just scraping by.
It seems like this is kind of sending a message that you're not going to wait for Congress or the state legislature to act, because right now it's looking pretty grim on both fronts. Is it kind of sending a message to your fellow restaurateurs that, you know, maybe it's time to voluntarily step up and do this sort of thing?
Well, I don't think, as we've seen, Congress isn't acting on much, period, so we weren't about to wait for that. But I do hope that others will look at their own numbers and look at other ways that they can afford this, because it's exactly what we did. And we didn't know the outcome. I was hopeful that the numbers would come in to and indicate that we could afford this, and we can, and I believe that others can as well.